August the 30th this year was a terrible, terrible day for the Hess family. That is when Jessie Hess and her grandfather Chris were found dead in the family's Parrow flat. And there haven't been many good days since then. There's been remarkable lack of progress in the investigation into who might have killed Jessie Hess and Chris Hess. Today, a report that a relative has been identified as, quote, a person of interest, unquote, in the murder of Jessie and Chris. Western Cape Police confirming only to News 24 that a man had been linked by circumstantial evidence to the double murder. Sandy Hess is the family spokesperson, the aunt of Jessie. Sandy, good afternoon. And perhaps the most important question, how's the family been coping since the 30th of August?
Good afternoon. We're coping. That's all I can say. We're coping. Yeah,
because it's you've got to sort of cope. You don't have much choice,
yeah,
but at the same time.
You're on autopilot, yeah.
I think that's a wonderful description. You're on autopilot.
Yeah. Yes.
To what extent have... I hope that police have been keeping you regularly informed about progress or lack of progress in the investigation.
Yes, I must say they have been. You know, I speak regularly with Colonel Pretorius. He's head detective in the case. And good news, they found him this afternoon. They caught the perpetrator because he was on the run. He's in their custody now at the moment. They caught him in Straysville.
And this is a person who is part of your family?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
Oh, dear. Because the report earlier said that they had made this circumstantial link, and the man that you're talking about was currently on the run. He'd also been linked to a rape and robbery, which took place on Monday in Hanover,
yes,
Park, where a 16-year-old,
yes,
girl was raped. I understand that there are certain things that must be kept confidential, but is there any more detail that you can share with us?
He used the same MO, and that's why they linked him to the case. And that's why myself and the police thought that it's best if, you know, we go to the media so we can find him, and then obviously he ran. So, but now they caught him. So that is a bit of a relief because, you know, we were like constantly in fear. We were like paranoid, you know, because we didn't know who it was and if the person's going to come back or, you know, whatever the case might be. So hopefully tonight I'll get some hours of sleep in.
And Sandy, these are difficult questions, difficult answers. But how close to Jessie and Chris and yourself and Jessie's mum is the man who's been arrested?
He is very close. My aunt, his mum, she was very ill, and I looked after her. I was there every day. She unfortunately passed away 6 months ago. We helped with funeral arrangements. We still went and put flowers on a grave a couple of months back. So, you know, we were very close, and there was like no signs. We didn't have argument or anything of the sort. So this is like a blow, a heavy blow.
So, I mean, at the time, it seemed possible, given the circumstances of the double murder, that it might have been somebody who was acquainted with Sandy and her grandfather.
With
Jessie and her grandfather. Is that a feeling you had as well?
Yes, because there was no forced entry. So obviously they opened the door for the person. They knew the person.
Mm.
You see, so that's why we knew that time already it must be someone that we know, but we didn't think it was going to be so close to home. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. And obviously a case has got to be made and a trial has got to be held and a guilty verdict must be handed down, and that's probably some time away. Yeah, and that secondary traumatization that goes through. And I suppose mixed feelings for the family that perhaps the person who committed the murders has been caught, but wow, it's one of us.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, like I said, we are close family. You understand what I mean? Birthdays we're together, anniversaries we're together, any occasion we're together. You understand what I mean? And, the whole family, they're in shock.
So. Well, yeah. Let's not make too many assumptions about guilt, but there does seem to be some credible evidence, and we'll take it with the police from now on. Thank you very much. I know these are very difficult conversations to have, but I think
it needs to be done.
Yeah, and there's an enormous amount of interest in this.
Yeah, I know.
So people have been wanting to know and wanting to find out how the family are doing. And let's hope that at some point in the not-too-distant future you can get off autopilot and get back to living something of a life again.
Yes, I hope so too. I hope so too.
Thank you for talking to us. Sandy Hess, family spokesperson and aunt of the murdered Jessie.